So we're talking with Petri Suvanto, who turned the quickest laps in both sessions of the Star Mazda Official Series test at Lucas Oil Raceway this past Saturday. Petri, congratulations. It doesn't seem exactly intuitive that a Finnish rookie would be so fast on an oval. Tell me about your experience.
Well, to point out this, we also raced there last year and you just have 2,000 cars, and it was one of the best races of my whole year. So I would say I know the track like my own pocket, so that definitely helped a lot with the beginning of the test. And then we had a good car. We improved a lot and did the right things. It's been a tough beginning of the year for me. Not quite what I expected, but this is exactly what I kind of needed. Good, clean test day to get a little confidence boost, and it's exactly what we got.
You say the start of the season hasn't been what you've expected. I understand that. You've got one podium so far, and two fifths and a sixth, I believe. Is it just a question of you getting used to the team and the car, or have you just not quite had the cars? The competition stiffer than you expected? What do you attribute your results to?
Well, the competition definitely is really high this year. You do one little mistake and you will lose many positions, and this makes it really difficult for a rookie. And as a rookie, it's sometimes easy to make small mistakes, and this was the case in the opening weekends of the season. And we just need to learn from those mistakes and kind of have more clean weekends, get a good amount of points, and try to also it's the oval season now, so it's a bit different part of the year. Everything kind of starts from the beginning,
right.
And more so everything starts from the beginning when we go back to the road courses after the oval. So like last year in my USF 2000 season, I gained a lot of confidence and knowledge about the car during this period, and that's one of the reasons I'm very confident about the summer that's coming.
Terrific. I'm glad to hear you got a confidence boost. I expected you to be faster than you were, and apparently you are going to be, so that's great. And certainly an oval is a place where you don't want to be making any mistakes. Can you talk about, was the track substantially different between the morning session and the afternoon session? Does the temperature and sunlight and whatever make a huge difference?
Yeah, definitely the conditions of the track always make a difference, especially in an oval where even the smallest little changes in temperatures or car balance make a huge difference. And I guess you could see from all the teams and all the drivers that everyone was kind of trying to adapt to the new conditions, and I think the team really nailed it in the end of the day.
Excellent. Having raced there, let's see, we're going to be racing in the evening, as I recall. Was the F2000 race in the evening last year?
Yeah, the F2000 race was in the evening as well last year because of the rain we had, rain delay. So
oh, that's right.
I hope I have a good view what to expect.
Do the track condition change yet again from morning to afternoon to evening?
Yeah, I guess the evening would be more so comparable to the morning as the temperatures are lower. So we will see how the track is. You never know what's going to happen.
Okay, sounds great. And did you race at Iowa last year as well, or just Lucas Oil Raceway?
Well, Iowa is going to be a new challenge since F2000 didn't go to Iowa last year like they did in 2010. So Iowa is a different case. It's a totally different type of oval, and the key to speed is different there as well. So that's going to be another kind of week and another kind of challenge.
Excellent. But you and your team are getting along very well. No language barriers. Everything coming together well. You feel like you have a good shot at the championship.
Yeah, we've been getting all really good. The good thing for me was that I was able to sign with the team relatively early in the off season. So I really had my chance to get to know them. But having said that, also the fact that I went to Army during the winter had a little effect on it, and still every day, every test day, I learn more about the people I work with, and learn to how to communicate with them, and how to get best out of every person in the team.
Excellent. How is your, apart from your disappointment with the results, how is your experience in the Star Mazda Championship been so far? You feel like it's a good step up, and you're really getting some useful education?
Yeah, it's definitely a big step up from F2000, and that's exactly what it has to be. It's a challenge. It's not easy, as we've seen in the past years, for the guys coming up the ladder. It might take a year or two for the people coming from the lower levels to learn the secrets of Star Mazda cars. But I've been really happy with the series so far. It's a perfect platform for young drivers like me to really, really make that next step in their careers.
And your ultimate goal is racing in the Indy 500?
Racing and winning it, definitely.
Okay.
Coming from Europe, Europeans have always been watching Formula One, so championship is also a goal. So IndyCar Series Championship would be the main goal for my future, and I work every day to achieve that dream one day.
Excellent. Congratulations on your terrific performance at the test. Good luck in the race, and we'll see you at Indianapolis.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you, Petrie.